Jesus, speaking in John 12, 46 and 47, said these words, "I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Hello, everyone. This is Fred Barrows welcoming you to this radio broadcast. Brother Roger Decker, pastor of the Church of God here at God's Acres in Newark, wishes to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. His purpose for this ministry is to seek honest hearts that are sick of sin, and to present the salvation message to those that want to be free from sin and live a holy life. He has asked Brother Larry Dishman from Hurley, Mississippi, to bring these thoughts to your heart today for you to consider.
We'd ask you to take your Bibles and turn with us, if you would, over to the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, 27. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." There's a game that a lot of people play, or at least some have. People have been known to be killed playing this game. Russian roulette. There's a game played with a pistol and one bullet. A gun is taken and pointed to the head, and the trigger is pulled, not knowing if the bullet is in that particular cylinder. You have one chance out of six to die, five out of six to live. Such folly is unbelievable. Yet there is a spiritual Russian roulette played by many today. And spiritual Russian roulette is more dangerous, more tragic, more condemning, more deadly than any kind of Russian roulette played with a man-made weapon. I'd like to speak on the subject, three dates that is set in your life. You must face these dates whether you want to or not. You have to face these three dates. And these three dates could take place any day. In fact, it could take place today. They could take place any day. If it don't take place today, it could be tomorrow. It could be 5 years from now. It could be 10 years from now, time lasts. But these dates are set. You see, God knows the end from the beginning. And in God's wisdom, He has these dates set. We do not know when they will be. I do not know when they will be. You do not know when they will be. But if any one of these happened to a lost man today, they would be eternally condemned throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. The first date that I want to talk to you about is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ could come any day. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew 24 and 42, "Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the hour your Lord cometh." Now suppose this moment that the clouds of heaven were to break open and a great shout would come forth. And were it to come today from the lips of our Savior, that time should be no more. Suppose today the voice of the archangel were to shout the triumph of God and were to ring through the very splendor of heaven. Suppose the dead in the graves would suddenly rise, and those who are alive and remain, those who are saved, would be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. If that took place today, would you be ready? Do you know that you're ready for that date? There is a date set for the coming of our Lord. The Bible says that the angels do not know when that date is. The saints over in heaven do not know when that date is. The Father has it written down on some heavenly note, the date of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know when it will be, and you don't know when it will be. Even Jesus, while he was here upon this earth, he did not even know when it would be. My friend, only God the Father knows the date when this world is going to come to a screeching halt. I ask you the question, could it be today? But my friend, there's at least one chance it's going to be today. There's a possibility that Jesus is coming today. Now, if he come today, the unsaved are playing spiritual Russian roulette with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This may be your last day. There's at least one chance you might condemn your soul in hell forever if you say no to God today. But it's logical, whenever it is, to be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life. Years ago, I came to Jesus Christ. If all of a sudden the clouds of heaven were to open and Jesus, the Son of God, were to shout, "Come back in the clouds of glory," I know this morning that I would meet him in the air. What about you? Oh, dear ones, the old song says, "This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer." My precious friend, think seriously. A date was set for Noah's generation. It was estimated. I don't know. I can't prove it. But supposedly wise men, much smarter than me, have estimated that that date that God set for the days of Noah was May the 17th, 2448 BC. Nobody knew when that date was going to occur. Noah did not know. The people that Noah was preaching to did not know. Noah's family did not know the date that God had set. But possibly, I'm not preaching this to be accurate. I'm going on what man has said. Possibly it was May the 17th, 2448 BC was the date that possibly God had set on his calendar. And God placed that date in his heavenly record book. When that day come, the people trying to get help, many good people, were not prepared for that day of destruction. Many sincere people was not prepared, and the world was destroyed by a flood. Why? Those millions of people, why was they destroyed in the flood? I'll tell you, friend, because they played Russian roulette with the flood. My precious friends, if you're here today and you've not received Christ as your Savior, if you're here today and you know that you're not right with God, maybe you have a profession, but you know you've allowed things in your life that God's not pleased with. You're doing things at one time you knew better than to do, but you're allowing some things to creep in your life. That means, my friend, you are playing Russian roulette with your soul. That if Jesus came today, you would not be ready to meet him in the air. My precious friends, this morning, I'm trying to say that the glory of God is going to come from heaven. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is coming back again. And if you're not saved, if you're not a genuine Christian, I want to say to you, friend, it's not enough that you've joined a church. It's not enough that you're religious. It's not enough that you've turned over a new leaf and trying to do better. It's not even enough that you attend this congregation. I say, if you are not genuinely saved, if you've never been made a new creature in Christ, where old things pass away, and behold, all things are become new, you, my friend, are playing Russian roulette with your soul. And I'm here to beg you, in Jesus' dear name, to be saved by faith in him, ready to meet him when he comes. Thank God. I praise God this morning. I settled this issue many, many years ago. Amen. And then, my friend, I want to go on and I want to talk about the second date. Amen. The Bible also says, as is it appointed unto men once to die, so the second day and the second date is the day of your death. All men must die. Amen. Canaan lived to be 910 years old, but guess what? He died. Amen. Seth lived to be 912 years old, but he also died. Jared lived to be 962 years old, but guess what? He died. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old, but guess what happened? One day he died, and you too must die. I also one day must die. God in heaven has written down on his heavenly records the day that I'm going to die. And God, because he knows the end from the beginning, has written down the day that you're going to die. Every one of us, so to speak, is in a single file line. Amen. We're headed towards eternity. And one by one, we're stepping off of the scene of action. And friend, I just don't know where I am in that line. And you don't know where you are in that line. So it pays us, friend, not to play spiritual Russian roulette with our soul. Amen. You just don't have no idea when that date will be. But one thing I do know, the Bible tells me that it is appointed. I've got an appointment. And you've got an appointment with death. Amen. And after that comes the judgment. And every man and every woman and every boy and every girl someday must die. And when you die, you must face God. That means someday you're going to stand before God. And God will look you in the face. And you're going to have to look God in the face. And if you're not saved, my friend, if you're not walking in the light of God's eternal word, you're going to be paralyzed with fear. You're going to be terrified as you see him sitting on his throne. You're going to die. I'm going to die. And I don't know when the date will be, but it could be today. And if there's one chance in 1,000 that you could die today, you're not saved. That means You are playing Russian roulette with your soul. It isn't worth it, friend. The Bible says that life is like a shadow. It's here and it's gone. It's like a flower that blooms so beautifully in the spring of the year, but in the fall, it fades away and it's dead. It's like the green grass that comes in the morning and it's gone by noontime. My friend, like that green grass grows early in the summer, but it's blown by the fall winter. Dear friend, someday you're going to die. And I'm preaching to mortal people, heading for death, plunging into eternity. And there's a chance it's going to be today, and you're still unprepared. Dear friend, someday you're going to die. But I'm happy to say this morning that if I die, I'm going to heaven. Now I tell you, friend, I wouldn't trade that assurance that I have that all is well with my soul for all the money in the universe. To know that we can lay down at night and know that we're saved and know that we're ready to heaven is worth more than all the gold in the universe, because money can't buy that assurance. Amen. It's true, friend. Today could be the day written on my tombstone. If I were not ready to meet Jesus Christ today, I would be playing Russian roulette with my soul. My dear friends, when are some of you folks going to get saved and do what you know you ought to do? And I know what you say. I'm going to. Someday, Brother Dishman, I'm going to. But I've got a great fear upon my heart that you are going to wait till the ugly tentacles of death wrap themselves around your soul and drag you down to a devil's hell. I'm here this morning with all of my heart. I'm shaking on the inside. I tremble at this responsibility. I beg you, quit tampering with God's spiritual calendar. Amen. Quit playing Russian roulette with death. Quit it. You're going to fool around. You're going to play around. It's going to be too late. And I want to talk about this third day. It's your last chance for salvation. You see, your last chance for salvation may occur much sooner than the end of time. Your last chance for salvation may occur before your date with death. Because the Bible says in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, and verse number 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God said that to an entire generation. And I know there's people today that were saved. Well, that can't happen today. But let me ask you a question. If that happened to an entire generation because they had been resisting God's word, the preacher of righteousness, because they had been resisting the Holy Spirit, why do you think it cannot happen to individuals who go on week after week and month after month and year after year and resist the Holy Ghost? I tell you, it can happen. And that's that other sin that can never be forgiven. If you wait until the Spirit is no longer pleading with your soul. There's a time, I know not when, a place, I know not where, that marks the destiny of men for glory or despair. There's a date on your calendar that marks the date that you will have your last chance to get saved. I don't know what it is, but it could be today. And this could be somebody's last chance to get saved. The Bible said in Genesis 6:3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God sometimes gets tired of calling, begging, pleading. Families, friends, loved ones have wept for you. Some have begged you to take a stand for God. They've pleaded for you to come to Christ. And they said, please don't put it off. But one of these days, God in heaven will draw the line. And you'll step across that line and you'll not have another chance to get saved. There's a line drawn by rejecting the Lord. I beg you, friend, Jesus may come today. There's a possibility you can cross that line. Now, if I took a pistol and I opened it up and got one bullet and put it in, there's just one chance out of six that I would die if somebody held it to my brain. One chance out of six. I'm not playing that game. How many of you would not play that game? I wouldn't play that game, would you? Okay. If there's one chance out of 25, I ain't playing this game. Are you? How many wouldn't play that game? I ain't playing that game. I could go on. But even if there's one chance out of a million, I'm not playing this game. That's stupid. That's crazy. That's insane. I'm not taking one chance out of 10 million that there's a bullet in this barrel. I'm not playing that game. And I don't think there's a person here that's stupid. But there's another game you've been playing. Russian roulette with your soul. And I'm telling you, my friend, it's more dangerous than this game. It's more serious than this game. And I came here this morning to plead with you and beg you. And God is pleading, don't play Russian roulette with your soul. I'm just not talking to sinners, but I'm talking to those of you that you're playing around with God and you're not where you ought to be. You are playing Russian roulette with your soul just as much as these out and out sinners. I'm pleading with you. I'm begging with you. Let's stop playing that game and do what you know you ought to do. There's a line drawn by rejecting the Lord. I beg you, friend, Jesus may come today. There's a possibility you can cross that line. But it could be today. And this could be somebody's last chance to get saved.
Brother Dishman, that was certainly a sobering message. It reminds us our mortal bodies wasn't made to live here forever. Our soul, that inner man that lives on the inside, is going to live on throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Friend, if your intention is to make heaven your home, you must prepare for it now, while you're living here in this life. 2 Corinthians 6:2, Paul tells us that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Christ encourages you not to neglect this most important issue of life. Do it now. Do it today. While you have time and opportunity. While you are able to make a rational decision. Dear one, if you desire to find salvation but need help, we invite you to call Brother Roger Decker at 740-345-1213. He is always ready to help pray with or counsel those that need help. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call. That number to call again is 740-345-1213. Are you receiving your free copy of the Gospel Trumpeter magazine? This magazine is being published right here at the Church of God at God's Acres each month. If you would like to have your copy sent to you, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We would also like to remind you to browse through the Church of God website. It's at godsacres.org. You will find many interesting features that can be of some help to you. Friends, in behalf of our pastor, Roger Decker, we want to extend a warm welcome to you to our services at the Church of God at God's Acres, 675 North Cedar Street. Our service times today is at 9:30 for Sunday school. Our morning worship service begins at 10:45. Our evening worship service then begins at 6 o'clock. If you would need transportation to the services, please feel free to give us a call at that number, 740-345-1213. Someone will certainly be happy to stop by and pick you up. That number to call again is 740-345-1213. I see that our time has gone again. But before we leave, this is Fred Barrows saying thank you for listening today, and hopefully you will join us again next week at the same time. So until then, we trust that God will give you a good week.